Good morning, and good morning out there, world. Hope everybody is having a wonderful morning. Got you plenty of rest or getting plenty of rest. Get ready for this lovely weekend. Got the Super Bowl coming up shortly in a few hours or in about 30 hours or so, 30, 40 hours or something like that. Not really a mathematician. Not too excited about that game, you know, but it's a Super Bowl game. People gonna be eating chicken wings and drinking beer and liquor, so look forward to that a little bit, even though I've been cutting back on my booze intake. Not really a beer drinker, but shout out to all my 420 friendly people out there, you know. Especially where it's legal. Shout out to y'all. Put one in the air for your boy. But let's get to the main topic for today. And it's overcoming average. That's what we're talking about today. How to overcome average. Mediocrity. Just getting by. I know for a majority of us, it's like since we were born, you've been taught to, you know, be average, you know, not to really reach for your stars or reach for the stars. I know me, you know, I was told, hey, just, you know, find you a good job, buy you a house, get a little picket fence, get married, and get a car, and you'll be happily ever after. And, you know, it's just, for me, you know, I just knew it was so much more for me than just mediocrity. And you know, it's caused a lot of pushback with some family and some friends. But you know, I just refuse to accept average existence or mere meerness. I just refuse to do that. And to be honest with you, you know, I'm not trying to sound cocky or, you know, full of myself, but you know, I just don't believe any one of us should choose an average life or existence, you know, because I just feel like we were brought here on earth and given the opportunity to breathe and see and think and do amazing things, and to just sit there and, you know, just kind of go with the flow and blend in, you know, it's, we're better than that. You're better than that, you know. You can accomplish great things too. You know, Henry Ford ain't the only one out there that can do something amazing. Mark Zuckerberg, you know, it's all of us have the same abilities. We just have to start applying ourselves as a whole. You know, I know on an individual basis, there's certain people that are doing what needs to be done to get from out of the mediocre or average living trance that seems to be plaguing majority of the world. To me, I think, you know, one of the first remedies for combating average existence is to set goals that aren't easily attainable. A lot of people say you should just set easy goals that, you know, help you out a little bit, but I've been reading this great book. Matter of fact, I think you should, you know, get an opportunity. You got a few bucks, or if you're in Books A Million or Barnes and Noble. It's called The 10X Rule, and it's by Grant Cardone. And in that book, you know, he talks about a lot of great ways to overcome being an average person, having an average paycheck, you know, because being average, you get average results. And we're not looking for average. Well, at least I'm not. I'm looking for extraordinary results, you know. I feel I'm an extraordinary existence, and that's the only life I'm going to live, period. You know, I'm not accepting an average life, or, you know, accepting hand-me-downs, or sometimes, you know, you got your peaks and valleys in life, but, you know, overall, you know, I'm here to do some big shit. I'm going to do it. And I hope y'all are here with me to do it as well. Call in and let me know what you think. All right, back at it. still talking about overcoming average existence while we're on that topic. I know I brought up, you know, the 10x rule by Grant Cardone, which, you know, he believes is the only difference between success and failure. And I have to say, you know, after reading his book, and I definitely highly recommend checking it out, you know, a lot of what he talks about is very true. And I'll touch on a key point here, and I won't take away too much from the book, because then, you know, you still need to read it, but it's going to have a lot of good information. But I will just touch on one key point, and it's about taking massive action. Majority of the successful people, whether they even know it or not, take massive action in regards to what it is that they want to achieve in life to become successful. I guess, for my example, since it is Super Bowl weekend, take Tom Brady, for example. You think he practices football for like 10 minutes a week, 20 minutes, 30 minutes? Or do you think he applies massive action, studying film, training, exercising, staying healthy, eating right, and so much more that we just don't even know about? You know, he had to apply himself and also apply massive action to get to the success levels that he has. Now let's look at Johnny Manziel. You know, some people probably don't know who that is, and he was a football player. I don't know if he's still in the league, but he was, you know, Mr. Football coming out of college, and once he got drafted, decided to party and drink and smoke and do everything but take massive action on the football field. And long story short, he ain't in no damn Super Bowl. I don't even think he got a job right now. And on the outside looking in, if you ask me what's the difference between those two players, the only thing that you could really say was a real difference maker was the massive action that they decided to take. Tom Brady decided to take massive action in regards to his football career and getting better, whereas Johnny Manziel decided to take massive action and partying, boozing, and getting fucked up. And look where it got him, and getting him. The bottom line is, if you're doing just enough to get by, you're not doing enough. The 10x rule teaches us that whatever goal that we set or want to achieve, you multiply that by 10, and that's your actual goal or your actual target. And the psychology behind that is, average goals only give you average results, which don't lead to extraordinary. And we're looking for extraordinary. If you want to come from out of the average class, you're going to have to do something that's extraordinary. And it starts with massive action. Massive action in regards to what it is that you want to achieve in life in a positive manner, not negatively. So let's dream big. The world is definitely our oyster. Tell me what you think. What are some ways that you believe we can overcome average existences? Love to hear it. Oh yeah, and if you haven't done it yet, I don't know what you're waiting on, but you need to start what you're doing. Get on Twitter, follow your boy at Super Smith. That's SMI2Fs, Super Smith. You can also follow me at, on Instagram, on IG, and that's Ham, as in H-A-M, Ham, like a slice of ham, Ham underscore Newton, like Cam Newton, but you got Ham Newton. Ham underscore Newton, N-E-W-T, instead of the letter 0, you're going to go with the number 0, N-E-W-T-0-N, Ham Newton, at Ham Newton on Instagram. On YouTube, like and subscribe to my channel for a chance to win some crypto, and that's Crypto Bertro. CRYPTO space BERTRO, Crypto Bertro. Got some good stuff on there, some good videos, some good topics convo. Like and subscribe there, and like I say, get a chance to win some Tron. Hopefully that'd be worth some big money for you, so check that out. Also, if you just want to get in contact with me, you can reach me, you can email me at Bertro, B-E-R-T-R-O, 3-M-G as in golf, Bertro 3-M-G at gmail.com, Bertro 3-M-G at gmail.com. All right, back to it.
Hi, Crypto with Bertro. I hope I'm saying that right. Crypto with Bertro, with the hiccups. Thank you for calling in and responding to my Level Up episode. And I totally agree with you. It is a 100% effort on both parties when it comes to leveling up to any relationship. So thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. And hit you later. Peace.
Now, while you in the process of overcoming average existence, keep in mind that your space is very important. If you're dating someone that does not have the same goals or vision or aspirations that you have, you might, now's a good time to start observing and looking at that situation. See if that's going to help get you to this next level in life, or if you're just in that situation due to comfort. We all have heard the saying before, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. 2018, you don't need any weak links in your chain. I don't need any weak links in my chain, for that matter. None of us do. Also, do an inventory on your friends and your circle. Are they taking massive action? Are they comfortable with being average or below average? If they are, I'm not saying that you have to distance yourself from them, but let's keep it real. If they're okay with where they are, do you think they're okay with where you are? And at the end of the day, if you guys are okay with where you are, then hey, I'm not here to change that. Stay where you are. But for all my people who are looking to take it to the next level or be the best version of them, you can't do that with people in your circumference who not about that life. It's not gonna happen. You need to surround yourself with people who are motivated and gonna also inspire you to be the best version of you, period. No exceptions. I got a homework assignment for us today. Let's take inventory of our friendships. Let's take inventory of our relationships. And let's see where we are. It's important that we do these things. You owe it to yourself to take inventory and see where you are. Some of us haven't had a report card since high school, and we need to stay up to date on where we are, so that way we know how to get to where we want to go. It's hard to get to where you want to go if you don't even know where the hell you're at. So let's take inventory today. I think now's a good time to go over some crypto lingo, some words that you might or might not be familiar with in the crypto space. I like to review them and kind of talk about them, just, you know, because my whole podcast and station is really, you know, is designed to gear towards people such as myself, beginners, you know, just to be a platform so we can learn and become professionals. And it's a good time for me to say, hey, I am not a professional trader. I'm just a novice. Don't take any of my advice or opinions as advice. It's just my opinions. So don't try to sue me if you listen to what I say and it doesn't work, because I'm not an investor. I'm simply someone sharing information and ideas just to help along, help get you along in the way. That's all. I'm not trying to help you make any financial decisions or anything. Just give you insight. With that being said, the Bears and the Bulls. And what the hell does that mean when people talk about the Bears and the Bulls in the market? I'm going to keep it simple. When someone refers to being bearish on the market, or a bear in the market, they're referring to people or the act of the trend lines going downward, meaning people are pulling out, pulling their money out. Maybe it's fear, they're, you know, scared or concerned about market conditions, and people pull out. Those people are considered to be bearish. When someone refers to being a bull or bullish on the market, they're referring to trending up on the trend line or chart lines or candlestick or whatever you want to call it. Those are the ones who are, I guess, have an optimistic outlook on whether it's a particular coin or the overall market. Like, for example, I'm very bullish on the cryptocurrency space. I believe we are only at the beginning of the crypto revolution. I believe it's going to change the world. It's currently a $400 billion entity. I'm bullish because I believe, you know, these are just numbers, but I believe it's at a minimum a $1 trillion entity, at the very minimum. By 2018, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a $1 trillion entity, at least $1 trillion being traded throughout cryptocurrency. So I'm very bullish on cryptocurrency. Some people are very bearish. Some people don't think it's here to stay, but I'm very bullish.